55. Bob, July 2166, Delta Eridani. The day finally arrived when we reached the area of the flint site. The former camp was at the top of a rise that stuck up out of the general forest level. On Earth, a castle would have been built there. From my earlier survey, I knew that it commanded a view of the forest for miles in every direction, right out to mountains and hills on the horizon. The site was rocky and bare, but had a depression at the base of a rock shelf that formed a natural, sheltered area. Several rock pools formed natural reservoirs filled by the frequent rains. A central mesa rose from the shelf like the conning tower of a submarine. It was, in fact, such a naturally ideal site that conversations kept coming around to why it had been abandoned.
"Don't know,"
was all we got from most of the elders. Moses commented that he only remembered his parents being very scared. He thought, and it seemed likely, that the place had been overrun by gorilloids. One of the other elders, I noticed, didn't seem comfortable with that explanation. I resolved to talk to him later. I directed the drones to do a quick survey to a mile in radius looking for gorilloids. The results were chilling. This appeared to be a gorilloid preserve or something. The damn things were everywhere, but why? With no Deltans to eat. This felt like a badly laid out D&D scenario. The answer wasn't long in coming. I hadn't really done much in the way of biological analysis or investigation since I'd discovered the Deltans, and I guess this was my comeuppance for that oversight. The gorilloids were omnivores. The vegetation on this side included a tree with nutritious seed pods, the gorilloids' primary staple. The pods were tough to get to and tough to open, which explained the size and strength of the animals. And if the biochemistry of Eden followed that of Earth, the pods would be incomplete protein sources. So what has lots of protein? Deltans, of course. That looked like the explanation. The seed pods were more than plentiful enough to supply a large population of gorilloids, but the beasts would be crazy attracted to protein sources, and I'd just marched a couple of hundred bundles of protein right into the middle of them. Great. But there was still something about the gorilloid population that didn't add up. Without warning, a couple of loud booms reverberated through the forest.
"Two gorilloids approached within proscribed distance and were neutralized."
"Thanks, Guppy. Good job." I didn't want any surprises, so I'd instructed Guppy to busterize any gorilla that strayed within 100 meters of the Deltans. The Deltans were quite used to the sonic booms now and only looked up to check for more gorilloids, but drone sensors showed gorilloids leaving the area in a hurry. "Arnold, we need to get into a defensible position." Arnold nodded to the drone, then turned and started yelling orders. Deltans moved with alacrity toward the bluff. Outriders on guard brandished the biggest and best spears. The Deltans settled in without difficulty. There were old fire pits, cleared off sleeping areas, and even piled up rocks usable for building small walls. Arnold set up sentries immediately and asked me about the distribution of local gorilloids. He didn't look like he liked my answer. Couldn't really blame him. The moment their luggage hit the ground, Archimedes and Moses headed off for an area that Moses pointed to. The Acme Axe and Spearhead Manufacturing Company, unincorporated, was about to be launched. I assigned a drone and a couple of busters to shadow them.
"Well, are we going to do a culling?"
Marvin's expression indicated pretty clearly what he thought of the idea.
"No, you're right. We need a long-term solution which involves gorilloids learning to avoid this area, and teaching their young to avoid it as well. I'll keep the buster AMIs on sentry duty, and we'll just take out any gorilloid that comes too close. They'll eventually make the connection."
"And the tribe will learn to expect the protection of the Bob."
Marvin laughed, but I sensed an edge to his humor. I directed a raised eyebrow his way.
"Have a look, boss man," he said, and pulled up video output from one of the drones.
In a corner of the flint site, some Deltans had carefully arranged pieces of a buster and had placed small torches around them. My eyes widened.
"That's an altar." "Yep. All hail the Bob."